This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Kapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said that Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Briefing reporters in New Delhi on the Prime Minister's visit to Russia, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India is a founding member of BRICS and has participated in all of its activities, initiatives and engagements since its inception. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's banking system has remained robust with low levels of non-performing assets and high capital adequacy ratios. She added that the financial sector has been crucial in sustaining growth by providing the necessary credit to fuel investment in key industries. The finance minister said this while addressing a session at Columbia University in New York, USA. The finance minister underlined that despite the increasingly complex global environment, India's macroeconomic fundamentals remain sound, acting as a strong foundation upon which to build future growth. She added, presently India is the fifth largest economy in the world at market exchange rates, which was 10th largest economy in 2013. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari on Monday reviewed the progress of 15 ongoing national highway projects covering 423 kilometers in Arunachal Pradesh. During the meeting, he emphasized the importance of expediting development to ensure timely completion of these critical infrastructure projects, highlighting the Modi government's commitment to enhancing mobility and driving economic growth in the Northeast region. The review meeting was also attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Union MOS for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta, MPs Harsh Malhotra and Tapir Gao, besides Chief Minister Pema Khandu and other officials from the ministry and state government. The Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways shared this in a social media post. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited have increased from 75 lakh to 1.8 crore in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and seven services of BSNL in New Delhi today, the minister said that India is among the six countries in the world to develop its own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. The new logo of BSNL symbolizes strength, trust and accessibility. Governor of Arunachal, Keti Parnaik, presented a cheque of 5 lakhs rupees to Mother's Vision Alo on Monday, which he had announced during his visit to the rehabilitation center. Mother's Vision Chairperson Jumde Yongam Gamlin and Secretary Kirbom Padu received the grant in aid in the presence of Pawan Kumar Sain, Commissioner of Health. The Governor commended the remarkable work of Mother's Vision in the fight against drug addiction. A police constable deployed as the personal security officer of Environment and Forest Minister Wangki Loang was detained by the Tirap police at Deomali for allegedly opening fire in a resort. The video of the constable firing from his service rifle went viral on social media, which angered the residents. The incident occurred on the intervening night of 18 and 19 October. As per the report, the constable identified as Bijoy Dodum got into an altercation with some locals, after which he fired 5 rounds from his service rifle. However, no one was injured in the incident. The Tirap police detained him for a night after the situation turned tense in the area. Later, he was transferred back to the security cell in Itanagar. The artworks of Behalti Ama, a senior volunteer of the Lohit Youth Library Movement, brought laurels to Arunachal Pradesh for the second consecutive year at the Tribal Art Exhibition, which was held in New Delhi from 17 to 19 October. The second edition of the four-day exhibition, Silent Conversation from Margins to the Center, was inaugurated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar at the India Habitat Center. Dr. Jaishankar, who went through the exhibition, keenly heartily appreciated the artworks of Behalti. The exhibition featured over 200 paintings and 100 art pieces from 49 artists from 22 tiger reserves across India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.